Hey, it's Adam. Welcome to our weekly teaching podcast here at South Hills Church in Corona, California. Our hope is that as you listen in, you'll find yourself laughing and learning and being challenged and encouraged to grab hold of who God has made you to be. Enjoy the message. My wife and I, we went through this phase probably a few years ago where we were obsessed with movies about mountain climbers. I'm sure you guys have all been there. And we've seen all of them. And I know that some of you are like, well, what about, yeah, we saw it. And here's the thing that I want you to know about it if you haven't seen a lot of them. And this is a little bit of a spoiler alert, but there's an avalanche in every single one, okay? That's how it goes. And at some point in these movies, there's three frames that you're always going to see in some way, shape, or form. There's this one where you see how big the storm is and how small the people are, and you start to realize, like, they're in trouble. This is not going to end well, but this is kind of why I'm watching this movie. And then there's this frame, which is when the storm finally hits them. I don't know if you can see both the people being blown away there. And then there's this one, which is just sort of whiteness, right? It's just the symbol that, like, these people have been completely covered and buried over, that the avalanche has overtaken them. Now, I got to tell you, like, I've never climbed a mountain before. Some of you are like, really? You look like a mountain climber, and it's just a vibe. But it's not really who I am. And I don't plan on climbing any mountains anytime soon, but, like, what is interesting about all the times that I've watched these sorts of movies is that I always felt like I understood these moments and what those characters were experiencing in a sort of gut-level way. Like, I've never really lived through a landslide, but at the same time, I feel like I kind of have. Because I know what it feels like to be surprised by a situation that is so unspeakably painful that it feels like you are being blown backward and buried under 10 tons of snow. And I'm guessing you probably know that feeling too. That's why when we hear songs like we just heard, it makes us feel something, because that's what those songs are for. And what I've realized is that there are certain songs that create space for us to finally feel the hurt that we've been fighting hard not to face. There's a word for these sorts of songs. They're called laments, and they're not all by Fleetwood Mac, just a few of them. In fact, the Bible is full of them, and the reason it is because God knows that we need them. And I wonder what the lament that we just heard may have surfaced in you. Maybe there was something that came up for you that had nothing to do with the song as it was intended, but it made you feel something that maybe you'd been avoiding. I wonder what loss in your life that you need to lament. A lament is essentially a sorrowful acceptance that something is what you never wanted it to be. It's this feeling of, it's not supposed to be this way. He wasn't supposed to leave us. She wasn't supposed to fall in love with somebody else. Like, we weren't supposed to lose that baby again. We weren't supposed to have to leave our home behind. Like, I wasn't supposed to have to do this for money. Lament is this sobering realization that this is now part of my story, and it's not the story that I wanted. And I don't know about you, but, like, I desperately just sort of want things to be how they're supposed to be. And I don't know if you've ever sort of felt that or yelled it at the sky. Like, why can't things just be how they're supposed to be? Which, you know, obviously what I mean by that is how I want them to be. Maybe it's the same with you. But I don't know if you've discovered, like I have, that the universe seldom cooperates, which is infuriating. And it's heartbreaking. And most of us, when things don't go the way they're supposed to, we have no idea where to put the pain of that disappointment. Where do we let it out? I think in our modern society, there are very few places where we feel like it's safe to lament. It doesn't feel like something that you can just sort of slip into a casual conversation with a stranger in line at Starbucks. The deep pain and loss that you're experiencing right now in your real life. It doesn't feel like something that you could just sort of slip into a work meeting about sales goals. Or during a pay-per-view MMA fight with a bunch of guys you barely know from your brother-in-law's softball team. Or maybe like over a first date as you're eating mozzarella sticks and Sprites. Some of you have had that date too. We feel like there's so many spaces where we're not really allowed to go to those difficult or painful places, which is why later when you're alone in your car and you're driving somewhere and that certain song comes on, all these emotions begin to surface. Because some songs, they speak to us on a soul level. And even though the storyline of the song may not be the same as yours, you get it. You know what the songwriter is trying to say, even if you don't know what they're actually saying. It pulls something out of you that you didn't know how to say. You didn't know how to really fully feel. It's almost as if the song is calling to you and saying, I know. Me too. And another great hymn of the 90s, Bittersweet Symphony. It's a beautiful spiritual song. The author Richard Ashcroft writes this lyric where he says, I need to hear some songs that recognize the pain in me. And I do too. And so do you. My youngest son and I, we were driving a little while back. It's just the two of us. And he's sort of fiddling with my phone and he's like, Dad, I got a song I need to show you. Can I show you? And I'm like, absolutely. And he's like, don't worry, I'll play the clean version. And I thought it was very considerate for him to sort of guard my innocence like that. So he puts on this song, and as promised, it was the clean version. And as the song's playing, he kind of has this sour look on his face. And about 2 minutes into the song, he sort of like nudges me. And he's like, can I tell you something? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't like this version. It doesn't feel right. You know, it doesn't feel right when they took out and traded that one word. Like, you know the word, Dad. And I'm like, yeah, I know the word. He's like, it feels like it belongs in there. I know it's a bad word, but when that guy sings it that way in this song, it feels true. And then he said, Dad, do you think that some songs, they almost need bad words because the person who's singing them, they don't know any other words that are big enough to describe the big feeling they're having? And I said, yeah, I think that might be true. And then he said, don't worry, I won't tell anyone from church that you said that. And he kept his end of the bargain. This is what the garden is for. Jesus, before he goes to the cross, before he goes to a trial, he goes to the Garden of Gethsemane. And this is what the garden represents. The garden is for lamenting together, facing the agony that we've been avoiding in our individual lives, the things that we have lost along the way. It's about listening to and singing songs that recognize the pain in us. It's about seeing your own story in someone else's lyrics and leveraging them to help us be honest about where it is we're broken and what broke us and how bad it actually hurts. And it's also about admitting that we are in over our head and that only God can truly rescue and repair us. And so that's what we're going to do over these next few moments. We're going to sing some somber songs about processing our own pain. And I know some of you are nervous, but we're going to play only the clean version, so I just want to let you know that up front. These songs don't have any bad words, but here's what they do have. They have a lot of sad words. Because this is what this moment is for. A moment where you don't have to pretend. You don't have to put on a show. You don't have to impress the people around you or in front of you. You can just be here in the garden with God. And you could be honest about where you're really at, about how hard this season has been, about the things that you have lost along the way, about the ache that you pretend isn't there. You can allow these songs to do for you what these songs have been doing for people ever since there were people who wrote songs. Recognize the pain in you. Call it out and surrender it to God. I want to invite you just to stand with me if you're able. And I want to pray over these moments we're going to share together. And then our band is going to lead us in some songs. Would you just close your eyes where you're at and just take a deep breath? With your eyes closed, I want you just to open your heart to whatever it is God might want to do in you over these next few moments together. God, we want to invite you into this place, but you are already here. You are always present. It's us who is not always present in your presence. And God, I pray that over these next few moments that we would set aside everything we think we are supposed to do and supposed to be and supposed to feel and supposed to think, and we would embrace the fact that life is complicated, that a lot of things happen that we didn't anticipate, that we experience loss and heartache. And in our culture, we like to just breeze over and smooth past it. But in this moment, you are calling us to simply be here with you in this garden and ache as you ached. And God, I pray that in this moment, we would feel that your Spirit is here with us, that you are comforting us, that you understand. And God, we would feel your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's message. We hope you heard something that spoke directly to where you're at right now in life. To find out more about our church, hit up our website, southhills.org/corona, or follow us on social media at @southhillscorona. And if our messages have made a difference in your life, help us get the word out by rating and reviewing this podcast. And as always, you can support the ongoing work of our church by giving through our website at southhills.org/give and selecting the Corona campus. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. God bless.